It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com.
You gonna put the commercials up?
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And a pleasant good evening and welcome to the Fortside Fieldhouse, and happy holidays to you and yours. Jeff Ives, Jeff Vaughn, and we'll be joined by Brian Patch in a little bit later in the broadcast. We have junior varsity action tonight between your Fort Recovery Indians and the Fort Laramie Redskins. And Jeff, this Indian ball club, you've gotten a chance to see every game this year. They've gotten better. Again, they played the other night at South Adams. They lost a heartbreaker, 38-37, a game that you thought maybe they were going to win. They only led one time in the whole game. But again, pretty much a buzzer beater by South Adams gave them an L.
Yeah, you know, they played pretty well. And like you said, they had one lead and got a great shot at the end of the game at what the coach wanted. And unfortunately, we missed, didn't get it to fall.
And again, Coach Tony Overton's club comes in tonight. Again, they lost 38-37 to an undefeated South Adams team, and a team that had a bunch of juniors. I wasn't that overly impressed with them. Again, they had a young man that made a shot. Trying to think.
Hit a three, Terry, number 23.
Terry Dawn, 3 of 12 from the field, 1 of 5 from the three line, but it was a big one. He had 7 points. Fort Recovery led in scoring by Cade Wendell. He had 8 points the other night. Also 8 points for Kyle Kanapke, the big fella, and he missed a contested shot at the buzzer pretty much, like you said, as Coach Overton ran a play on the set play, and it was pretty much what he wanted.
Yeah, definitely. You know, they got Kyle isolated on the pick and roll and got him down the post with about a 2-footer, and unfortunately went off the backside of the rim, and South Adams got the rebound and got the victory by one.
Man, Jeff, you've got starting lineups tonight, so we'll throw it over to you for the starting lineups for both clubs.
All right, for the visiting Redskins from Laramie, number 11, Noah Siegel, a 5'8 sophomore. Number 21, Carter Mesher, a 5'11 freshman. Number 30, Eli Rosengarten, 5'10 freshman. Number 32, Cody Bornhorst, a 5'9 sophomore. Number 33, Jared Myers, a 5'10 sophomore. For the Indians, you'll have Ethan Shane, a 6'1 sophomore. Number 14, Cade Wendell, 5'10 sophomore. Peyton Judy, 6'2 freshman. Number 24, Reese Rogers, a 6'2 sophomore. And a 6-foot freshman, Clayton Pearson, number 10, will be your starters for the Indians. So we got 3 sophomores and 2 freshmen out there for the Indians tonight.
Man, a true junior varsity club, and Indians control the tip. They'll go right to left on your radio dial, wearing their home whites, and Reese Rogers lets the first shot of the game go, a 3, no good, rebound down to Eli Rosengarten, and here comes the Redskins. And they wear the visiting red, or black trimmed in red. Again, they'll go left to right on your radio dial, and they'll run the a little bit of flex action here for recovery in the man-to-man. And again, Reese Rogers, no stranger to taking that open 3, Jeff. He'd let it go.
No, that was a good look for Reese, and he's a wide open and definitely a shot he's going to knock down as the night goes on. So good luck for the first shot of the game.
Noah Siegel falls to the ground for Fort Laramie. He'll be called for the travel, and the Indians could have been called for a foul there, but we'll take the travel. We like that one better. And so here comes the Indians against full court pressure. Reese Rogers struggling to get it in. Now gets it into Cade Wendell. Wendell will face full court pressure from Jared Meyer. Does a good job bringing it through the center circle. He'll bring it across and get the Indians into offense. Catches a ball screen from Ethan Shane. Shane rolls to the basket. Ball tipped away, and it'll be stolen. So not a real great angle there for Wendell.
No, Cage took a couple more dribbles of baseline and improved his angle on that pass. But unfortunately, a turnover for the Indians.
And here comes the Redskins. First shot up by Siegel. No good. Rebound down to CP. Clayton Pearson. Pearson will push it. Down the floor he comes. Wendell gets to the basket all the way to the rack. It looked like he got fouled. No call. Rebound down to Jared Meyer. So, again, here we go, end to end. It's a track meet right now.
Yeah, it is. Definitely a lot of action back and forth. Not a whole lot of scoring. Should have been
wild
a charge
shot
there.
Up there and good. First basket of the game goes to Carter Mesher. So, put Fort Laramie on the board 2-0. 5:40 left here in junior varsity action. First quarter from the Fort Site Fieldhouse. Your Fort Recovery Indians against the Fort Laramie Redskins. 2-0 Redskins lead it. Peyton Judy on the right wing looking inside. Now he swings it back to Reese Rogers. Wide open 3 at the top. Bang. And again, Rogers not shy, Jeff. If he gets a good look, he's been good all year for Coach Overton.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, Laramie, if they scouted us at all, should know he's a knockdown shooter, and they gave him plenty of room on that one.
So Rogers gets the Indians on the board. 3-2, Fort Recovery leads it. Indians staying a man-to-man. Three ball from the top of the key up, no good. Rebound down to Ethan Shane. So one and done for Fort Laramie. Bit of a good look there, but, again, nice defensive rebound.
Yeah, Indians did a nice job on the glass. A lot of hand-checking going on, and there we have our first foul of the game.
Good call, Jeff. Jared Meyer, the 5'10 sophomore, is going to pick up that foul, guarding Cade Wendell in transition. And as Jeff said, first foul of the game on either squad. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, Fort Recovery Radio. Thanks for joining us tonight. Again, you'll be able to hear the varsity action after this one. Coach Guggenbiller's club looks to avenge a heartbreaking loss last year at Fort Laramie, basically a buzzer beater that beat the Indians on the road. Clayton Pearson, top of the key, thinks about the elbow. He hands it to Cade Wendell. Ball knocked away from behind, loose on the deck. It'll be a held ball, and it's going to be a turnover. It'll go over to Fort Laramie. And, again, Cade just turned his head there, Jeff, and lost sight.
Yeah, definitely. You got to be strong with the basketball. That's one thing. Fort Laramie will play hard, and, you know, they have a old veteran coach there from Laramie that is really going to get these guys playing hard. So we got to be strong with the basketball tonight.
And the coach you speak of is Jordan Plyman, a pretty good player in his day at Fort Laramie. And here come the Redskins trailing 3-2. Wide open three at the top of the key. Again, same shooter, no good. And that shooter was Eli Rosengarten. He's 0-for-2 from the same spot, and he was wide open both times. Here comes Wendell down the floor. He gets to Ethan Shane, up and in. Boy, breakdown in defense there in transition, Jeff.
Yeah, definitely. And Cade did a nice job keeping his head up, and Keith and Shane wide open on the right block for easy two.
So give Wendell an assist and give Shane his first basket, 5-2, good guys. Here comes Fort Laramie. They move it around the top of the key. Oh, almost a carry there, no call. Over to Rosengarten, back up on top. It goes to Carter Mesher. Mesher has the only basket of the game, and now he has the only two baskets of the game for Fort Laramie. He has a running layup off the glass.
Nice aggressive move there by the young man.
Looks like maybe he had a broken nose, too, Jeff, wearing a face mask.
Cade just traveled there. He did. He changed his pivot foot. Got a couple subs coming in for the Indians. Travis Sutter for Cade Wendell and Ryan Braun for Ethan Shane.
So two guys that have started this year for Coach Overton. Braun, a 6'4 sophomore, and Sutter, a 5'9 junior. Sutter will pick up the ball in transition. Noah Siegel brings it across for the Redskins. Ball driven hard to the hole, kick back out. 21 lets it go, and that, again, is Mesher. He's got both baskets. Rebound down to Peyton Judy. Indians will run. Reese Rogers goes over to Ryan Braun. Rogers, wide open three. Bang. And again, guy's open. He's money, Jeff, 2-for-3.
Wide open look, and that's a great shot. Stepping into it, feet set. That's usually going to be about a 60% bucket for him.
And Rogers, 2-for-3 on the night. He has six. He's the game's leading scorer. 8-4, good guys. Fort Recovery leads it. 3:09 left in the first quarter here. Almost tied up. Goes back out to Cody Barhorst. Barhorst swings it over to Eli Rosengarten. He drives on Peyton Judy. Cut off. And goes back over to Noah Siegel. Siegel on the right-hand dribble. Going to be called a body foul on Travis Sutter. And kind of a nickel-dimer there, Jeff.
Yeah, not a real physical foul there. You know, Travis moving his feet and called for a little nickel-dimer there.
Sutter gets his first foul. Team foul number 2 on Fort Recovery. Fort Laramie will take it out underneath their own basket. Indians stay in the man-to-man. Swing it back up on top. It goes to Jared Meyer. Looking inside, stolen away by P. Judy. So good play there. A good anticipation by Judy. He'll bring it right to left on your radio dial. Ooh, boy, ooh. Almost got ripped there, and they're going to call a foul on Fort Laramie.
Yeah, that was one there. I'm not sure, but, hey, we'll take it. You know, Petey made a nice job recovering. He got burned on that flex cut and recovered and stole it down here on the defensive end.
Mesher picks up his first foul, team foul number 2 on the Redskins. Clayton Pearson will put it in play. He goes to Peyton Judy in the backcourt. Judy will bring it across half court. And on the basketball, a little bit loose with it. Again, boy, getting good hustle there on the floor is Carter Mesher. Sutter thinks about the three on the right wing. He'll bring it up on top. Swings it over to Ryan Braun. Braun down the corner to Peyton Judy. Judy drives hard to the hole. Little 5-foot pull-up, no good. Gets his own rebound, puts it up and in. A good stick with it right there.
Yeah, nice heads-up play with Petey staying with it and putting the tip back.
Judy's first basket, 10-4. Fort Recovery leads it. 2:16 left here in the first quarter. Junior varsity action, Fort Recovery Indians against the Fort Laramie Redskins. Siegel drives. He's cut off. Good help defense there by Judy. Swings it back outside. It goes to Cody Barhorst. Back over to Mesher. All the way around the horn, it goes to Rosengarten. In good movement here by Fort Laramie, using a lot of ball screens on top. Siegel almost traveled. Now it goes back over left wing, goes to Rosengarten. He'll get off the ball screen all the way to the hole, puts it up and in. Just too easy there, Jeff.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we didn't move our feet defensively and let him get right across our face, and usually nothing good happens when that occurs.
First basket of the game for Rosengarten. Three ball on the way. No good that this time by Reese Rogers. So Rogers 2 of 4. Here comes Siegel down the floor in transition. He'll slow it down and kick it back out on top to Rosengarten. He'll set up the offense. Back over to Rosengarten. He'll let the three ball go. It's good. And he's 1 for 3, so obviously he likes to shoot the 3-2, Jeff, and he knocks that one in.
Yeah, you know, he get shot the first two like he knew what he was doing, and definitely on the third one he got it.
And the ball's going to be thrown away inside by Travis Sutter. Here comes Fort Laramie, a basket, and they can take the lead. Ball goes down inside, shot up, and no good. Rebound down to Ryan Braun, so Indians catch a break. Pretty easy shot inside, missed by Cody Barworth. Ryan Braun grabs the defensive rebound, and he'll bring it down. Hands it off to Peyton Judy. Inside a minute here from the Fortside Fieldhouse. First quarter, junior varsity action. Travis Sutter looking inside, now swings it over to Peyton Judy. Judy to Pearson. Inside it goes, and again, going to be turned over by Fort Laramie. Indians not done a great job of the post passing, Jeff.
No, they haven't. You know, Bronny had a good seal, and you got to throw that thing up there and make him go get it.
Here comes Fort Laramie, a chance to take the lead. Indians lead it 10-9. Ball swung all the way around the perimeter. Fort Laramie inside 30 seconds here. Hard drive to the hole. Shot up and missed a layup. Connor Mesher, boy, he's an aggressive young man.
He is. I can see why he's got a broken nose.
5'11", only a freshman. Again, he has two made baskets. And, again, getting hard to the hole. Plays all up into Peyton Judy. He's got one foul already. Judy uses the ball screen, goes inside to Ryan Braun. Shot up and in. Nice play there. As the clock is going to run out, Jeff, Indians are going to take the lead at the end of one.
Yeah, nice little finish there to get a bucket from Bronny on a high pick and roll. You know, Peyton Judy probably got away with an offensive foul there, but we'll take it.
Bottom line, Indians lead it after 7 minutes, 12-9. Here from the Fortside Fieldhouse. We'll be back in just a minute.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. It's time to celebrate a great 2015 and a fantastic 2016. We have plenty of party supplies and traditional New Year's Day pork and sauerkraut. Our New Year's Eve store hours are 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. We will be closed on New Year's Day and then reopen regular hours Saturday, January 2nd, 8 to 8. While you shop, earn bonus tickets on participating products for our Game of Life. We have increased your chances with even more bonus tickets. No purchase necessary, and every ticket is a winner, because we understand that this community store is your store. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Faith Hall for Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. You know how teenagers can get annoyed by their parents? Well, my dad is driving me nuts. One, he always thinks he's funny and he's not. And two, he can't stop talking about the huge discounts on new Case IH equipment from now to the end of the year. He goes on and on about the biggest discounts ever now being offered on new Magnum tractors and all other new Case IH equipment. So to all the area farmers, please help me out. Come talk to the sales guys at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. Maybe then my dad will quit being so annoying.
And welcome back to the Fortside Fieldhouse. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, junior varsity action between your Fort Recovery Indians and the Fort Laramie Redskins. 12-9, Fort Recovery leads it after one. Jeff, in a pretty clean period, well played by the Indians.
Yeah, pretty well. You know, a few turnovers here and here, but overall, a pretty good quarter for the Indians.
Reese Rogers, the game's leading scorer, was 6 points for Fort Recovery on 2 of 4 three-pointers in the first quarter. Indians will come out. Cade Wendell, Ryan Braun, Ethan Shane, Travis Sutter, and Clayton Pearson. Boy, aggressive play out there, and the ball's going to Ryan Braun looks at his arm. It's like, I got whacked. No call. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll go back over to Fort Laramie on the turnover.
Yeah, Fort Laramie definitely aggressive on defense, and we're going to have to handle the rock, that's for sure.
And Ryan just needs to be a little tougher with the basketball, and as soon as he looked at his arm, he said, my bad. So, again, he knows he's got to be a little tougher with the ball. Laramie swings it around. Good ball movement there. Good feet by Clayton Pearson. Back out on top to Rosengarten. Goes over to Mesher on the left wing. Use the ball screen, jump stop, wild shot thrown up, no good. Rebound down to Ryan Braun. So a little bit better that time on the recovery on the ball screen, Jeff.
Yeah, definitely did a better job recovering and getting back to the ball handler and made him take a wild shot.
Looking inside, and Travis Sutter swings it to Ryan Braun, top of the key. The Indians are going to have to meet the toughness level of the Redskins. Good shot fake, up shot, no good. Rebound down to Ethan Shane. He'll go to the free throw line. So, again, Indians are going to have to match that intensity, Jeff, if they want to stay in this ballgame.
Yeah, no doubt about it. If they want to stay in this game, they got to play with some physicality. And, you know, Ethan Shane get a nice offensive rebound going to the line shooting, too.
Ethan Shane, the 6-foot sophomore, he has one basket in the first half. He has 2 points. First free throw up by the lefty is no good off the back iron. 12-9, Fort Recovery leads it. 6 minutes and 6 seconds left here in the first half from the Fort Site Fieldhouse. Shane will have one more. He can split a pair. He can give the Indians their biggest lead of the night at 4. Shot up and good by the sophomore. He's got 3 points. The lead is 4 for Fort Recovery at 13-9. Fort Laramie, left to right on your radio dial. Down the floor comes Eli Rosengarten, gets him into the offense, swings it back around the top over to Mesher, looking inside for Nathan Ratterman, and then they'll swing it back out on top and reset it. Shea Swick is out on to Rosengarten. They'll again, just continue to move the ball. Indians have played man-to-man tonight. Done a pretty good job in the help side, Jeff. I mean, you like what you're seeing out there.
Yeah, not bad. You know, we haven't given up anything on the easy backside looks, and, they run a lot of flex cuts and so forth and down screen. So right now we're doing a pretty good job on the help side.
Very patient is Fort Laramie. About 10 passes here. They've had the ball almost a minute in this possession. And now they run a little rub cut. And as we said, boy, got Indians caught a break there. Inside was a pretty easy shot. Here comes Ryan Braun. 3-on-3 they go. The ball, he tipped. It's going to stay this way. And almost a train wreck there again. Probably got lucky the ball was out of bounds, Jeff, because – Bronny just ran him over.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, Brian was a little bit out of control there, and fortunately it was tipped out.
So the ball will stay with Fort Recovery. Peyton Judy back in. He replaces Clayton Pearson. Cade Wendell will trigger it in under his own basket for the Indians. 5:12 left here in the first quarter. Wendell throws it back out to Peyton Judy, almost at half court. Judy gets by his man. Pull-up 15-footer is no good. Goes back after his own, just like he scored his first basketball. Tipped loose, and it will go out of bounds. Last touch by Ryan Braun. So pretty good aggressive play by Petey there. That's a shot he'll make more often than not, Jeff.
Yeah, he was aggressive going to the hole and not a bad shot. He stayed with it and tried to get the putt back, but you got to like the effort he put into that.
13-9 Fort Recovery. Noah Siegel brings the ball down for Fort Laramie. Goes over to Mesher. Look inside. It goes to Ratterman. Ball tipped out of bounds, and he'll go back over to Fort Recovery. So good help defense there and causes the turnover.
Yeah, Cade got his hand in there, knocked it off his leg, and going Indians' way here. 13-9, Indians.
Ethan Shane triggers it into Travis Sutter. Sutter brings it down the floor over to Peyton Judy on the left wing, back up to Wendell. Swung all the way around to Shane. Good ball movement by the Indians here. Back up top it goes to Wendell. Wendell swing it to Judy. Judy to Ethan Shane. And Indians move it on the left-hand dribble, goes back out to Judy. Back up to Shane, thinks about the three, goes over to Sutter, almost traveled, gets inside. Ooh, just good missed a cutter there. Yep. Good movement here by the Indian. Indian's doing a good job screening. Ryan Braun back over to Wendell. And Wendell, lazy pass, but Judy bails him out. 10-footer pull-up, no good, blocked. Well, I thought he got fouled there, rips the ball away. And they're going to be called for a travel. So all that stuff there, Jeff, and then the air call Judy for the travel.
Yeah, you know, Peyton worked hard. He got bodied a few times. He's a little frustrated right now, but he's just got to keep going with it.
Man, that's what we talk about, the difference between junior high and high school basketball, Jeff. Judy definitely saw that on that possession. Ball comes down. Mesher swings it back up on top to Barhorst. Thinks about the three. Now swings it over to Siegel. In a lot of motion, a lot of screening inside by Fort Laramie. A lot of physical screening inside as well.
One of the tightest flexes I've ever seen in my life.
Cade Wendell out pressuring the ball with Siegel. Picks up his dribble. He's in trouble. 5 second count. Boy, that was a quick 5 second count. Boy, Coach Blyman not happy on the Fort Laramie bench. And my old favorite line was, hey, I think he forgot 3 and 4.
He actually traveled first. I thought they were going to call him for a travel.
I think he went 1-2-5. That was a pretty quick 5 count, but we'll take it. Ball goes back over to your Fort Recovery Indians. Ball triggered into Cade Wendell. Pressured in the backcourt by Siegel. Won't be a foul called here soon on one of these two guys, because I tell you what, all up in him. Good ball screen by Ryan Braun. Wendell looks inside, picks up his dribble, and he's going to throw it away. So, again, teams trading turnovers here, Jeff. A lot of pressure, and point guard's not handling the basketball very well right now.
No, we're not. We got way too many turnovers from the point guard spot right now. I'm thinking maybe 4 or so right now. You know, we need to clean that up.
So both turn.
And they've all been thrown into the post, it seems like.
And both point guards turn it over on successive possessions there for both teams. So here comes Fort Laramie down the court, almost another turnover. High dribble goes down in the corner. And going to call travel.
I didn't see that one either.
Looks like
Michael Plyman's going to go off on this guy.
Cody Barhorst called for the travel, so moving before he put the ball down. And looking down here to our left, you're right, Coach Plyman about ready to blow a gasket. I mean, he didn't say too much there, but back into the ball game will be Carter Mesher. And
we've been on 13-9 for quite a while here, Jeff.
And as ball comes into Peyton Judy. Down the floor it goes to Clayton Pearson. Breaks the press. He steps through. He goes over to the big fella, Vonnie. Didn't see him come in there. Ah, missed the layup. Boy, he gets his own rebound, put it up, and stays after it. Ah, missed it again. Again, tough break there. Trevor Vaughn staying after it. Came in on the last horn. Swung back up top to Ryan Braun. Thinks about the three. Now he's going to be fouled. Throws it up there. Wild shot. And, ooh, boy, I tell you what, I think that was absolutely a shooting foul, Jeff.
What the heck? Yeah, Bronny's saying, I got fouled on the shot. But
that was his inner James Harden right there. I mean, felt the contact and just threw it up towards the hoop. Pretty good play. Ball comes inbounds. Reese Rogers throws it in. Little lob to Ryan Braun. Step back, 16-footer on the way. No good. And run down by Siegel. Throws it in. Ooh, dangerous pass. Threw it in under the Fort Recovery basket, but it went to Cody Barhorst. Down the floor it comes to Mesher. Back up top it goes to Barhorst. He'll set up the offense to Siegel, being guarded by Clayton Pearson. Indians in the man-to-man. 2:45 left in the first quarter. 13-9. Timeout, Fort Laramie. So, again, wild action, Jeff, back and forth, but it's been 13-9 for a long time.
Yeah, it has. Unfortunately, you know, Trevor had two great looks. He couldn't finish it. But, yeah, it has been. I bet I'm talking about probably 4 minutes here, hadn't it?
I was going to say 6:06 was when he made that second free throw that made it a four-point lead. We'll take a quick timeout. Be back right after this.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
And welcome back to the Fortside Fieldhouse. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, Fort Recovery Radio. Your Fort Recovery Indians have a 13-9 junior varsity lead with 2:46 left here in the first half. And Fort Recovery will actually be, Fort Laramie will take the ball out, their first time out. So they'll throw it inbounds back to the backcourt. It goes to Siegel, and he'll bring it across. It goes on the left side, dribble entry, catches the ball screen at the top, and gets another ball screen. Siegel over to Rosengarten. Looking inside, and they throw it over on the right wing, almost to travel. Back up to Siegel. It goes guarded by Peyton Judy. Indians stay in the man-to-man defense. All loose on the deck and then picked up by Rosengarten. And almost thrown out of bounds. It went to back to Barhorst, then over on the right wing. Good defense there by Ryan Braun. Good foot movement. All tipped out of bounds by Clayton Pearson. So, again, good possession here, Jeff, defensively. Indians need to close here and get a defensive rebound.
Yeah, you know, we get a stop here and go down and score. And right now we're up four.
Been four for a while.
It's been a long time.
I think we made it four with 6 minutes left. So teams have been on 13-9 for almost 4 minutes. Ball goes over on left wing to Mesher. Looking inside, he's going to catch a ball screen. And is he to talk here? They can switch the screen. They do. Ball goes all the way over to
Barhorst. Ball screen again.
A lot of ball screening. Back up top. Won't take it. Back over to Siegel. Point guard. He used the ball screen. And it seems like nobody really wants to take that shot other than Rosengarten. Mesher uses the ball screen, gets in the lane, jump stop, wild shot thrown up, no good. Rebound down to Trevor Vaughn. So Vaughn's got three rebounds here and only about a minute for the playing time. He gets it over to Peyton Judy. Judy will bring it across. He gets in the lane with the left hand all the way to the rack, up and good. Boy,
good
nice
move.
Play there by the freshman.
Good move by Petey there, making a little Euro move and scoring there.
You got to stop the basketball. Fort Laramie doesn't do it. Judy all the way to the rack, gets his second basket. Indians lead at 15-9. 1:31 left here in the first half. Hedge the ball screen, do a good job there. Wide open the top, no shot taken. Rosengarten on the right wing, right in front of Tony Overton. Throws it up inside.
Oh!
Boy. I guess we can tell you how Jeff Vaughn thinks about that when they're going to call a foul on Trevor Vaughn inside.
Sorry about that.
It looked like a pretty clean block, and I didn't see if they called it with a body because there didn't look like any contact up top. But they'll call the foul, and to the free throw line will go Cody Barhorst of the Redskins.
I got to be a little biased on there. I didn't see a whole lot of body. That looked like a clean block.
First free throw up and good. And, you know, I was going to say, is that the coach? Is that the dad? Or is that the broadcaster?
I had
a little bit of everything. So Vaughn picks up his first foul, team foul number two on Fort Recovery. First free throw was good by Barhorst. He'll have one more. 5-point lead. He cut it to four with the free throw, and he rattles out. No good. And loose ball, rebounded down, grabbed by Fort Laramie. So they'll get a second chance here. 1:15 left in the first half. 15-10 Fort Recovery. Skipped over on the right wing. It goes down in the corner to Mesher. Boy, that's just a weak call there. Dribbles in. Mesher just runs in to Ryan Braun. And Brian's like, what'd I do? He's going to pick up the foul, so it's going to be his first.
I don't like having his board off over here.
And we don't have numbers. We don't see fouls. And,
I believe that's Brownie's first, I believe.
Going to have to get on the board down here. They don't have the players up and the score, the scorers. And
he
the,
didn't get here till late.
And it goes to Barhorse. Deep corner three on the way and good. So Barhorse is the only guy out there that really wants to shoot threes, Jeff, and he's got two of them. I think he's got 6 or 8 points. Boy, right back at you, says Clayton Pearson. He takes it right down, gets to 12 feet, pulls up and knocks it in, gets the lead back to 4. 17-13, Fort Recovery. 45 seconds left here in the first half. Ball goes inside, loose on the deck, picked up by Lormey. Back out to Barhorse. Three on the way, good.
He's got four of them, I believe, on the night.
And timeout, Tony Overton. 17-16 is the score. 30-second timeout. We'll take it with him. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As the flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines and walk-ins are welcome daily. No appointment is necessary. And for all the details, stop in and talk to our pharmacists. At Kalp Pharmacy, we bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. Stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery today. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
And welcome back to the Fortside Fieldhouse. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn. Fort Recovery Junior Varsity action, 17-16. Good guys. 40.3 seconds left. Fort Recovery will come out of the timeout. Maybe looking for the last one. We'll see if they want to hold it for the last one. But, again, you probably take the first good one you get, Jeff, here first half.
Yeah, no doubt. Laramie's going to pick up full court press here. And, like I said, if you get a layup here off the press, you take it.
Ryan Braun will trigger it in under the Laramie basket after a made basket. In it comes to Peyton Judy. Judy goes back over to Braun. He'll bring it across. Still facing full court press, and he gets it across the timeline, picks up his dribble. He's in trouble. Goes over to Peyton Judy. And
there's
a
hand check.
That's what they've been calling. They have not been calling that. Noah Siegel's been all over, guys. I think that's his first, maybe his second. That's his first personal. So, but he will check out. Actually, he won't check out. They'll send Shea Swick to the bench. As back in comes Cody Barhorse. So 29.3 seconds left here in the first half. Indians lead it by one. And it comes to Clayton Pearson. Pearson jumps in the air. Boy, saved himself athletically. Goes to Trevor Vaughn. Looked like it was going to be an up and down. Almost
Braun,
a turnover by Ryan Braun. Braun used the ball screen back up to Reese Rogers. Rogers had two early threes and hasn't been heard from since.
There it is. Ah, he missed it.
15 seconds left in the half. 10 seconds left. Pearson back out to Braun. Got to go. 5 seconds inside to Trevor Vaughn. Shot up and in.
There you go.
So good patience there by the Indians, and they get the last one. The horn will go off with just a throw at the buzzer, rebounded by Ryan Braun. So, again, Coach O's got to be happy there. He ran it down pretty patient, and they get the last shot.
Yeah, he's got to be happy. You know, they got timeout, got one shot, missed Brownie on the flex cut, and, you know, they were patient. Brownie finding Trevor cutting down the lane, so nice finish to the game.
Indians lead 19-16 at halftime. We'll take a timeout and be back. We'll have some halftime stats and some thoughts about the varsity game after this.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. It's time to celebrate a great 2015 and a fantastic 2016. We have plenty of party supplies and traditional New Year's Day pork and sauerkraut. Our New Year's Eve store hours are 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. We'll be closed on New Year's Day and then reopen regular hours Saturday, January 2nd, 8 to 8. While you shop, earn bonus tickets on participating products for our Game of Life. We have increased your chances with even more bonus tickets. No purchase necessary, and every ticket is a winner, because we understand that this community store is your store. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery has a tractor that is an absolute driving pleasure. The New Holland T8 Series Tractor. It has the smoothest, quietest, most spacious cab in industry. You get fingertip controls from the award-winning Sidewinder 2 console and a 360-degree visibility, and the unprecedented 11-foot 4-inch wheelbase provides smooth, superior performance in the field and on the road. Discover the ultimate place to work, the New Holland T8 Series Tractor. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Do you have an upcoming special occasion, large group meeting, family gathering, or any type of get-together? If so, and no matter the occasion, call Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery and allow us to fill all your catering needs. We strive to give you excellent food and at an affordable price. Food is the center of when we gather to celebrate. Let Tin Man's help in making those meals ones you will enjoy, and let us do the work for you. That's Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery, offering catering services to fit any needs.
Everything is going just great, then...
Or... You're doing a great job, Jenkins, but you're fired.
Some things are unexpected, but one thing we always know, winter is coming. So plan for what you know is coming and get a Reasoner Energy Furnace Safety Checkup. For only $79, you can get a thorough inspection, uncover any problems, and get expert advice from the area's most trusted professionals at Reasoner Energy. Plan for what you can, and good luck with the rest.
Honey, you better sit down for this.
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Great health doesn't happen by chance. Having great health is a choice. Amy Wendell here from Amy Wendell Family Health in downtown Fort Recovery. Choosing healthy behaviors can sometimes seem confusing, complicated, and just plain frustrating. Let our office help you figure out what you need to do to maximize your health. Come see us today. We offer extended evening hours throughout the week, weekend appointments, and a full-service lab with better-than-health fair prices. Call us today at 375-5550 to schedule an appointment to let us help you make the right choices for your health. Let's go!
Stop in Forget-Me-Not Florist for after Christmas deals. 50% off selected Christmas gifts and decor. Hurry in for best selection. It's all going fast.
And welcome back to Fortsite Fieldhouse halftime junior varsity action. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, Brian Patch joining us here. 19-16, Fort Recovery leads it. And Jeff, taking a look at that stat sheet again before we go over that. Pretty good half by Fort Recovery. I mean, again, the one thing that jumps out at you for sure before we look at anything, 7 turnovers, and a lot of those were unforced, just not very good passes into the post.
Yeah, and most of all those turnovers from our point guard definitely came from forcing it in the post. They were open, but they just need to lob those up and get some air underneath them. But, you know, pretty clean game when you look at it. 7 turnovers for us, 5 for them. You know, one thing, we shoot 50% from 3. So, you know, pretty clean game.
Again, Fort Recovery shoots it at a clip of 8 for 18 for 44%. And as Jeff said, 2 of 4 from the 3 line. Those were all by Reese Rogers. He hit 2 early in the game for 50%. Indians 1 of 2 from the free throw line for 50%. On the defensive side, not bad. 6 of 17, Jeff, 35%. You can't be too unhappy about that if you're Tony Overton.
No, not too bad at all. You know, when you can shoot over 40%, it's really well. One thing that really stands out here rebounding-wise, you know, we out-rebounded 14-5. So, you know, we're doing our job on the boards.
Fort Laramie goes 3 of 8 from the 3 line for 38%. All of those makes by Eli Rosengarten, 3 of 6 on the night. He's the game's leading scorer with 11 points. Also, Fort Laramie goes 1 of 2 from the free throw line, just like your Fort Recovery Indians. Total of 19 points for Fort Recovery. They're led in scoring by Reese Rogers, his 2 3-point baskets, 4 points for Peyton Judy, 2 points each for Trevor Vaughn and Ryan Braun, a basket and a free throw. Actually, they got Caden. That's turnovers. They got no points for Caden Wendell. 2 points for Clayton Pearson. 1 basket, and Ethan Chain had a basket and a free throw for 3. Again, as we said, leading scorer for Fort Laramie, 11 for Eli Rosengarten. Nobody else with more than 4. Carter Mesher had the first 4 of the game, but he was limited to 2 of 6 shooting. So, again, Jeff, anything that really jumps out at you? Indians led it 12-9 after 1. Both teams tied at 7-7 after 2. 19-16 is the halftime score.
No, you know, the biggest thing that jumps out at me and we talked about during the first half is, you know, we have to be physical because Fort Laramie is definitely a physical team. They're going to hand check you. They're going to get all over you. And, you know, our guards have to handle that. And, like I said, pretty clean game actually so far. I just think it's going to be a matter of us having some toughness and handling the ball and not turning it over.
And joined by Brian Patch. And, Brian, you got a chance to see most of the first half as you and your family came in. Again, Indians, if you're in that locker room right now, what do you think Coach Overton's saying to his club?
Well, the thing I like looking at the stat sheet was 5 of 8, 5 assists on 8 field goals. So I think Coach O's happy with the ball movement that we're getting. You know, just watching it, as Jeff said, kind of the inner eight is just the turnover part. You know, some of those are just the forced turnovers. The turnovers, you know, you're going to have some. You want those to be forced versus unforced, you know, from that standpoint. And so just kind of try to clean it up a little bit more on the offensive end. Defensive, make sure we locate the Rosengartner kid, to make sure you get a hand up on him because obviously he's a shooter. We hit three of the 3-6 and 3-point line. So we can continue to get out on him and defend him. I like our chances.
And, Coach, we'll also, while we got you, let's just talk about last night. Your Lady Indians run off their seventh win in a row over muchly a dominated Van Wert team. Let's not be kid anybody. You were better than they were, and you should have won by 30. Talk about that for the folks if they weren't there or didn't listen last night.
Actually, we probably should have won by more than 30, but we missed a lot of inside shots and easy shots and stuff in transition. Our defense was really solid last night, forced 30 turnovers. Some of that was us, some of that was them. But, I liked our overall effort. Whitney Will was big for us, led us with 20 points last night. Jossie Kaiser and Kaya Wendell both had 10 chipping in. So pretty balanced team from our standpoint as far as scoring goes. A lot of players that contributed in the win. And like I say, it was one of those things kind of on a Monday game. With not practicing on Sunday, we were kind of a little sloppy here and there, and so we got to do a better job of cleaning that up, though.
Well, Jeff, I'll throw this question at you. You're the guy who gets to do most of the subbing for Coach Patch. You got to feel good about the depth and the balance you're starting to get. I mean, you're getting good minutes out of your bench. Kaya Wendell started the second half for you last night. I thought she was outstanding, got the double digits. I thought you got good minutes from Alder Metzger. And, and also I thought Posty came off the bench and gave you some good minutes last night.
Yeah, I thought overall the bench did a nice job. Kaya was really solid. I didn't realize that she even had 10 points until I looked at the stat sheet, but I think she was like 5-8, played about 19, 20 minutes, and she's been solid six-man for us all year, and Audra came in and gave us a spark defensively, I thought. And, Posty came in there and did all right, didn't hurt us. And, so far here in the last few games, we've been getting some production out of the bench. And if we can get 10 out of Kaya on any given night, that's a bonus for us.
Go ahead, sorry.
And the nice thing is you look at our stat sheet here the last few games, they're mixing it up. Other girls are scoring. Grace has had the hot hand, and last night Whitney came out and played well. And it's been the nice thing about it is we're not relying on one kid to do all our scoring.
And we will take a quick timeout. We'll be back with second half action. 19-16, Fort Recovery leads it here.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Are you looking for a cane to give you more support and confidence with every step? Kalp Pharmacy has the Hurry Cane at a discounted holiday cash price of $35 through the month of December. The Hurry Cane stabilizes like a foot, pivots like an ankle, and adjusts to your height for the perfect fit. Order the Hurry Cane today by calling Kalp Pharmacy at 866-526-0976 or visit our pharmacies in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, Indiana, Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
And welcome back to the Fortside Fieldhouse. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, Brian Patch. Second half action, Fort Recovery leads at 19-16. Fort Laramie has the ball to start the half. They'll go right to left on your radio dial wearing their black uniforms trimmed in gold.
Gold.
How about red? Jeez, there you go. So you got to keep. See, I'm just testing you guys. I want to see if you're awake over there. Fort Laramie in black and red. Sorry about that. Noah Siegel up on top. Swings it back around to Jared Meyer. Meyer gets in the lane, kicks it back out to Barholz in the corner. No good. Rebound down to Cade Wendell. Wendell on the push. A lot of contact. No call. Here comes Clayton Pearson. He goes down to Reese Rogers. Not giving Rogers any room now, Jeff. I mean, every time he catches it, somebody's in his grill.
Yeah, they know now, after seeing him shoot his first three open threes, that they're going to have a hand in his face, and we need to do the same with number 30 from Fort Laramie, I think Barnhorse.
Yep. But again, Indians taking their time, running the offense here. Cade Wendell picks up his dribble right in front of the bench, not where he wants to be. Ethan Shane wide open, drops the ball, swings it back over to Cade Wendell right in front of the full recovery bench. Left-hand dribble by, kicks it. Peyton Judy, three on the way, rattles in and out. Boy, good look there. Good penetrating pitch, Brian.
Yeah, it was. To get a shooter open, when would they get him open to draw that defender, and we did a good job of drawing and kick. We just missed it.
Three ball on the way by Fort Laramie is up and good by Jared Meyer. So the two teams are deadlocked at 19. Ethan Shane breaks the press, throws it back out to Clayton Pearson. They'll reset the offense. Reese Rogers, wide open three ball, no good. Just a little bit long. Good look We were right on line, Jeff. That looked like it was going in.
Yeah, it was definitely on line, you know, and one and done there, and Redskins got opportunity to take the lead here.
So they haven't led for a long time. I think 2-0 is the only time they've led it tonight. And his biggest lead was 4, and they had that for a long time. All swung down to Siegel in the corner. Looks to Mesher, drives on Wendell. Thinks about the 3 from the top. It's way short, and it's no good. And he'll go back to Fort Recovery. Wide open 3 that time was Jared Meyer. He said, hey, I made the last one. I'm going to take this one, too.
Your first thought's always your best thought.
Yeah. Don't. No. Okay. Indians face full court pressure. Goes to Ethan Shane. Back over, swung. Good ball movement. Cade Wendell, he breaks the press. A lot of ball contact. No call. Down the corner, it goes to Clayton Pearson. Pearson looks inside to
Sealed
Judy.
It.
Up and no. Can't get it to go, Brian. That's a good offensive play there. It should have been an and one.
Yeah, Petey was able to duck in front of his defender. You never let him cross your face as a defender, and Petey got in front of him, and Clayton did a great job of finding him. And you just want to be able to finish that, get an and one versus trying to hit 2 from the line.
And now we've got the board alive and well, so thanks to the Jared Bear down there. He's got it going. So Judy will go to the free throw line. First one up, rattles and falls off, so no good for the freshman. He's got 4 points. Ryan Braun checks in. He will replace Ethan Shane. Braun, the 6'4 sophomore, replaces Shane, the 6-foot sophomore. Judy will have one more free throw. 19-19, deadlocked here. 4:45 left in the third quarter from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Junior varsity action. We'll have the varsity action after this one. And second free throw up and good. This one falls in for Judy. He's got 5. Indians lead again by 1. Here comes the Redskins down the floor. Good ball pressure there by Judy. Good ball, foot movement. He hands it off to Siegel, guarded by Wendell. Again, Kate just takes it away. That's what we got used to last year. Wendell picks up his dribble. Back out it goes to Reese Rogers. Knocked away and now stolen by Fort Laramie. So here they come down against Ryan Braun. Kicked over it goes. Up and no good. Missed layup. Good play by Reese Rogers. And they're going to be a held ball. And so kind of wild action there, Jeff, with nothing to show for it.
Yeah. You know, Cade did a nice job picking the point guard's pocket. And then he probably just kind of forced the pass back to Reese Rogers. And we turn it over. But good thing for us, they miss a layup on the other end.
So Indians will face the full court diamond press here. Good ball moving here. Clayton Pearson. Oh, good pass there to Cade Wendell. Wendell breaks the press up and in. That's credit Pearson there, Jeff. That was a really nice pass in transition.
Yeah, Clayton attacked the middle of the press where you want to get it, and easy layup for Cade Wendell.
Wendell gets his first basket of the night. Indian lead back up to 3, 22-19. 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Mesher cut off, goes over to Barhorse. Again, he made 3 threes in the first half, uses the ball screen. Good talk there. Indians get back to the switch. Siegel drives on Rogers. Gets the basket. Wild thrown out to Mesher. Throws it up and missed it. Wow. Boy, missed layup there. Ryan, again, Indians getting a break there. That's 2 trips and 2 missed layups.
Yeah, we broke down defensively, and hopefully Reese hits this another 3 by Reese Rogers.
Boy, again, good penetrating pitch there. Clayton Pearson gets another assist. Rogers knocks down his 3rd 3 of the night. He's got 9. Indian lead is up to 6, biggest of the night. Here comes Fort Laramie under good ball pressure.
Oh,
boy, and kind of a nickel-dimer there. Let it go. Not really hand-checking. We're going to get Peyton Judy. And Judy's first foul, team's first. Trevor Vaughn will check back in. He played good minutes in the first half. He'll get Reese Rogers. Travis Sutter comes in. Clayton Pearson checks out. So 5 on the floor for 4 recovery. Sutter, Vaughn, Wendell, Braun, and Peyton Judy. All comes inbounds to Jarrett Meyer. Meyer, being guarded by Ryan Braun, goes down the corner to Barhorse. Back up it comes, swung all the way around to Siegel, guarded by Wendell. Takes the ball screen and slips the screen. Back up top it goes to Meyer. He swings it over to Mesher. Mesher going to be fouled by Travis Sutter. And Brian, kind of maybe the officials thinking they're going to take over here to clean it up, a little nickel-dime action.
Yeah, all the fouls for us so far has been on the drive. We just got to make sure we get our hands off and use our lower body. They usually don't call that with your body, more so with your hands. So.
Second foul on Sutter. Second foul also on Fort Recovery. Ball goes out to Siegel. Long 2 on the way and good. Oh, boy.
Give him a 3.
Boy, that wasn't close. He had a foot clear across the line, but they give Siegel 3, so he cuts the lead in half. 25-22. Cade Wendell between the circles. Goes over to Ryan Braun, looking inside to Vaughn. Got him if he wants to get it to him. Now swing it back over around to Sutter. Sutter thinks about the 3. Now he'll dribble back up to Trevor Vaughn. Vaughn, under a lot of pressure, goes to Peyton Judy. And now the Indians need to get a little bit of driving action going on their own. Goes down in the corner to Sutter. Sutter in trouble. Picks it up. Throws that wild pass and turned over again. Again, no error into that pass, Jeff.
No, it's a line drive pass, and that's a bad opportunity, you know, for a post player there.
Indians catch a break, though. Another missed layup by Fort Laramie. Here come the Indians in transition. Ryan Braun, pull up 12-footer. No good. Long rebound down, and here comes Fort Laramie on the break. It's going to be Meyer all the way down, lays it up and in. So break down there defensively. Indians miss a wide-open 15-footer, and it goes to the other end for a layup.
Yeah, unfortunately there, you know, long rebound, run out, and we had nobody back.
So Meyer, his second basket of the half. He's got 5 points, and the lead is one. Wendell picks up his dribble. He's in trouble. Goes back out to Ryan Braun. Braun looking to swing, and he goes over to Travis Sutter. Sutter on the left wing. Gets in the lane. Pull up 6-footer, up, and gets a nice soft bounce. A little teardrop there, Brian. And Sutter gets a nice bounce.
Yeah, you know, you called for us trying to get some penetration, and we were able to do that because they were out on our shooters, and we were able to get by and get to the hole for a finish by Travis.
Minute and a half left. Sutter's first basket of the game, 27-24. Fort Recovery leads it. Third quarter action here from the Fort Side Fieldhouse.
Help side.
Siegel drives on Wendell. Cut him off. Back out it comes to Meyer. Swings it back up to the top, all the way around the horn to Barhorst. Uses the ball screen. Back up, top of the key, it goes to Meyer. Swings it to Mesher. Mesher drives, ball thrown up, wild shot, no good. Rebound down to Trevor Vaughn. It's a good help side defense that time, Brian. Vaughn, the long arm, changed that shot.
Yeah, he definitely did. He came over, great help side position, left his man on the drive, and was able to change the trajectory of the shot and get the rebound, which was good.
Inside a minute, Cade Wendell drives in and turns it over. Down the floor comes Mesher and throws up a wild shot.
What do we got here? What's he calling it? On Mesher?
Yeah, they're gonna call a foul on 30. They're gonna get it on Rosengarten.
Wow. Well, we'll take out.
Say we got fortune. That's the third missed layup here in the last 2 or 3 minutes.
Wild turnover there by Cade Wendell. Got to just slow down. Broke down the defense, and not sure what he was doing. Might as well have gone to score.
Yeah, you know, he threw it right at Trevor's feet there, and he right there either come to a jump stop and collect yourself and then make the pass.
Clayton Pearson breaks the press. Nice job by the freshman. Looking inside, swings it up to Cade Wendell. Wendell in the lane to the elbow. Back over to Pearson. Swings it to Ryan Braun. 25 seconds left. Fort Laramie bench calling for travels. They're fired up over here. They want to see some action. Pearson almost travels. Swings it over to Ryan Braun. Braun, again, in is now 15 seconds. They might as well take the last one. Back to Braun, looking inside to Vaughn. Braun drives all the way to the hoop, and he's going to be fouled on the drive. They're going to get Noah Siegel on that foul. It's going to be Siegel's second personal foul. Team foul number 3 on the Redskins. The Indians have 9.6 left under their own basket, leading by 3. Ball comes into Ryan Braun. Little jump hook up and no good. Rebound down. It's going to be to Fort Laramie. Indians return the favor, missing a layup there. Shot at the buzzer from the volleyball line is no good. It was right on line, but again, pretty quick quarter there, Jeff. A little sloppy. Both teams missed some shots that they probably should make.
Yeah, you know, we got fortunate. Laramie missed some free easy layups, but, you know, for the most part, we did a pretty nice job maintaining the lead there. So
27-24, Fort Recovery leads it after 3. 7 minutes of basketball left. We'll take a timeout and be back with fourth quarter action from the Fort Site Fieldhouse.
Amy Wendell here from Amy Wendell Family Health in downtown Fort Recovery. At our office, we understand that when you're sick, you're sick. And not everyone can miss work to get it checked out. So we offer evening and weekend hours in addition to our traditional daytime hours. We also understand that high deductibles can take a chunk out of your family's budget. So use your health savings account to get the most out of your health care dollar. Let our office be your family's first choice for their health care needs. Wishing our athletes a successful basketball season. Go in.
Is Christmas about buying a tree and hanging lights that glow? Sending out cards to the people you know? Is it a chubby old man in a suit that's red saying, ho, ho, ho? Is it mom in the kitchen cooking turkey and ham? Fort Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual asked me to remind you it's all of these things. And most importantly, it's the birthday of a very special little baby boy. Keep Christ in Christmas. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency at 888-375-4181 wishes you a Merry Christmas.
And welcome back to the Fourth Site Fieldhouse. Fourth quarter action here. Junior varsity action. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, Brian Patch. Indians lead at 27-24 with 7 minutes left. Fort Laramie will have possession to start. Going right to left on your radio dial. Five on the floor for Fort Recovery. Sutter, Rogers, Vaughn, Wendell. Backdoor cut by Wendell's knocked down and stolen, and Clayton Pearson. So here comes Fort Recovery with the steal. 6:45 left, three-point lead. Indians like to build on this lead. The biggest they had was six. Travis Sutter gets in, gets cut off, swings it back out to Wendell. Wendell swings it over to Pearson. Inside it goes to Sutter, smallest guy on the floor. Jump hook up and in.
Nice little crafty move there by Sutter.
Man, I've been to practice a few times. You watch him do that all the time. You think he's about 6'6 instead of 5'6.
Oh, that's a travel.
Man, they're going to call it after the fact. We called it from up here. And
Coach Overton called that one.
Jordan Blyman down here to the left. He knows it was a travel, but it's like you didn't call it, so what are we doing here? And the ball, the right call is made. So we'll go back over to Fort Recovery on the turnover.
I don't know if I've seen Coach O move that fast.
No kid.
Not since his knee injury.
Back in the day, boys, he showed you that Jay Canty speed. Here comes Fort Recovery on a five-point lead and turned over. And it'll go right back. So Indians return the favor. Clayton Pearson, bad pass, tipped out of bounds off Travis Sutter last. And Fort Laramie will get it back. 6:15 left in the fourth quarter. Indians lead it by five. Biggest lead was six in the third quarter. Fort Laramie has not led since 2-0. They got it tied, but that's as close as they got. Right wing is Jared Meyer. Back up on top, it goes to Rosengarten. Good pressure by Cade Wendell, almost taken away. Goes back to Meyer. Meyer resets the offense. They ran a lot of flex in the first half, a lot of shuffle cuts out of that, and we'll see what they run here. We get a double ball screen at the top for Rosengarten. Back to Meyer. Swung over to Rosengarten. Three on the way. No good. Airbank. Ball loose on the deck, and it's picked up by
Mesher.
We got away with one there. Again, Clayton Pearson picks up his dribble, and he's going to throw it into the crowd. So, again, Indians just continue to return the favor, turn it over too much, Brian.
Yeah, that was, great defensive play for us, bad offense play for them, but then we turn around and, throw the ball basically across the court, out of bounds into the stands.
Now you work too hard to get it, and then you give it back that easily. Just drive me crazy as a head coach. But here comes Fort Laramie on a five-point hold, 29-24. Indians lead it. 5.5 minutes.
All right.
And they throw it right back to us.
Tell you, we've done all right defending the ball screens so far, and fortunately they just keep throwing it out. Here comes Laramie with pressure again.
Reese Rogers will trigger it, and it goes to Clayton Pearson. Pearson's done a good job breaking the press. He'll go all the way down. He almost travels, goes back to Cade Wendell. Wendell thinks about the three. Now he'll take the elbow 15-footer and hit it. A good decision there, Jeff. Wendell had the three but got to 15 feet. That's more his range.
Yeah, good decision by Cade. Nice little 15-foot pull-up and extends the lead to seven. Here's a turnover.
Yeah, good play there. Ball tipped by Cade Wendell. Down it comes to Travis Sutter in the corner. Goes to Wendell. Wendell at the elbow. Swings it back up to Pearson. Thinks about the three. Now he get closer. Swings it over to Reese Rogers. Wide open three on the way.
There
bang.
You go.
Boy, again, don't settle. Ryan, I've heard you say it 100 times. Don't settle. Get a better one. And Rogers knocks into the open three.
Yeah, Clayton's a decent outside shooter, but his penetration was what got Reese open right there. So that's a good play by the freshman and a good hit by the sophomore.
And the lead is as big as it's gotten all night. 10-point lead, 34-24. Fort Recovery leads at 4:40 left here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a timeout and be back after this.
Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery will once again be raffling off a Harley-Davidson with proceeds being donated. This time around, it will be a Harley-Davidson Heritage Classic with all proceeds being donated to the Heart of Hospice for the surrounding areas, Mercer, Dark, and Jay County Hospice. Tickets are $10 apiece, limit to 900 tickets. Stop in at Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery for a chance at a Harley-Davidson with proceeds donated to our local Heart of Hospice.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery has a tractor that is an absolute driving pleasure. The New Holland T8 Series tractor. It has the smoothest, quietest, most spacious cab in industry. You get fingertip controls from the award-winning Sidewinder 2 console and a 360-degree visibility. And the unprecedented 11-foot, 4-inch wheelbase provides smooth, superior performance in the field and on the road. Discover the ultimate place to work. The New Holland T8 Series tractor. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
And welcome back to fourth quarter action. Fort Recovery's bounced their biggest lead of the night to double digits at 10, 34-24. And we talked in the break, Brian, really good play by Clayton Pearson to get Reese Rogers open for his fourth three.
Yeah, definitely. I thought Clayton has done a great job tonight of getting that dribble penetration. He's very athletic. And the great thing about it is he's looking for his teammates when he does penetrate. And Reese has been the recipient of two of those already. So
4.5 minutes. Laramie comes out with a set play out of the timeout. It goes to Mesher. He drives. He kick it back out on top to Barhorse. He swings it over to Rosengarten. Back to Meyer. Meyer's going to use the ball screen. Cade Wendell going to be called for a little hand check in there. going to be Wendell's first personal foul, team foul number three. So Fort Laramie will take it out on the side right in front of their own bench. Wendell's first personal foul, 34. Leads at 40 left here in the fourth. Benegear from now the varsity game after this one. In between games, they'll be recognizing Jerry Kalp's state baseball team, which will be a nice thing the Booster Club's doing. See the Indians get a junior varsity win and then a varsity win to follow. Again, patience here. Shot goes up.
Good and
block from behind by Peyton Judy. Judy was beating Jeff on the drive but showed his athleticism.
Yeah, he definitely got beat, and he recovered and had a nice swat there, and Trevor come up with a rebound.
Clayton Pearson drives in, kicks it back out to Cade Wendell, rattles out from 15 feet. And only Clayton realized how open he was, Jeff.
Yeah, I think he was a little shocked that he was open.
And again, he passed it back out. Wide open shot by Wendell. No good. Here comes Laramie. Ryan Braun will check in at the next timeout for Tony Overton. Again, Laramie willing to be patient. 3.5 minutes left. They're going to have to go pretty soon, though. 10-point deficit all the way to the hole. Wild shot thrown up, and it goes. So for Jarrett Meyer, Meyer's got all three of his baskets here in the second half. He's got 7 points. He cuts the lead to 8. Cade Wendell runs right through the press and almost turns it over. Just gets tackled around half court. They're going to call him for being out of bounds. And well, I thought he did a good job there, Brian, running through the press, but just lost control of the ball.
Yeah, he was able to beat two defenders, and that third one kind of got a tip on it and lost it, and he dove for it, and unfortunately he was out of bounds.
Got knocked to the ground, but he had a foot on the line. So back into the game, Braun replaces Trevor Vaughn. So 5 on the floor for the Indians. Wendell, Rogers, Pearson, Judy, and Ryan Braun. Siegel for Fort Laramie brings it down. Right wing, he goes over to Rosengarten. He's the three-shooter on this team. Goes to Meyer. Meyer's the big point guy in the second half. And as on cue, wide open three from the top, no good. Ball loose on the deck, picked up by Cade Wendell. It's going to be a scrum.
It'll be our ball, I believe, on the alternate possession.
Good call, Jeff. Held ball will go to Fort Recovery. So Coach O was yelling for a timeout, but no possession said to the referee. So Indians will keep it, though, on the jump ball.
Now, right here, we just got to take care of the basketball. They got three team fouls. They're going to really come after us hard. And as long as we take care of the ball, we'll shoot some free throws here shortly.
Inbounds, it comes to Ryan Braun. Indians do a good job breaking the press. Over to Clayton Pearson. Down the floor, it goes to Peyton Judy. Judy reached in and fouled. So good job. Got to be a little tougher with the ball.
But, Coach Overton tells him you got to chin that baby.
Rosengarten reaches in. He gets his third personal foul. Team foul number 4. Indians lead it by 8. 34-26. 2 minutes and 45 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Clayton Pearson. Back out top to Cade Wendell. Wendell shows some athleticism there to make that catch. Tough pass over his head. Swings it back to Reese Rogers. Inside it goes to Ryan Braun. And he's moving around. A lot of hand check and reaching.
Good
Rogers.
Oh, he got fouled on the three.
Got knocked down. So, again, Rogers short-armed that one a little bit, but he'll get three free throws, Brian, as he's fouled on the three-point shot.
Yeah, I think the other four Indians are wanting to take some time off it. And Reese says, you're not going to guard me. I'm letting this sucker fly.
Yeah, Reese, he's never met a three that he's open that he didn't like, and about half that he was half open. He's got four up on the night. He'll go to the free throw line. He can knock in three free throws here. The first one's short. Maybe a little too close, Jeff.
That's right. I think he needs to move back on the top of the arc and shoot him here.
Rogers, I think 4 of 8 from the three line on the night. That's all 12 of his points have come from there. Second free throw by the sophomore is also short. I thought he was going to get a nice soft bounce, and he didn't get it to go. So a little lift on this one, see if he can get all net here. Good shooter is Rogers. Just left the first two short. Third free throw. Three dribbles. Lets it go. All three short. Missed three in a row. So Rogers, again, great shooter. Misses three straight free throws. Fort Laramie with a chance to cut into an 8-point lead. Wild shot thrown up by Rosengarten and in. Timeout Fort Laramie. So, again, secret for success, you got to make those free throws, Jeff.
Yeah, no doubt. Anytime you get on the line there and you have the opportunity with nobody guarding, you got to make those.
Indians lead it by 6, 34-28, 2.5 minutes left. We'll take a quick timeout. Be back after this.
Is Christmas about buying a tree and hanging lights that glow, sending out cards to the people you know? Is it a chubby old man in a suit that's red saying, ho, ho, ho? Is it mom in the kitchen cooking turkey and ham? Fort Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual asked me to remind you it's all of these things. And most importantly, it's the birthday of a very special little baby boy. Keep Christ in Christmas. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency at 888-375-4181 wishes you a Merry Christmas.
And thanks to Fort Recovery Insurance and all of our fine sponsors that make Fort Recovery Radio a reality. And thanks to you, the listener. Again, nice crowd flowing in here to the Fortside Fieldhouse, as expected. Again, in between games tonight, hopefully Coach O's team holds on and gets this victory. So they lead it by six right now. Coach Jerry Kalp's state baseball team will be recognized at, in between games. And nice thing that is, Brian. Again, that state baseball run was a lot of fun in the spring.
Yeah, we've been blessed here at Fort Recovery. We're on a great run with our sports and athletics right now, and the baseball team is what kind of kicked it off for us, and the football team and volleyball team, cross-country teams kind of kept it going, so we're on a good run.
Indians come out of the timeout, break the press. 2.5 minutes left is now down to 2:10 left. Wendell goes right wing to Pearson. Thinks about it.
Nice,
oh, nice cut.
Cut
by Peyton Judy. Boy, I thought, what is he doing? That's a tough shot, and Judy came out of nowhere. Pearson gets another assist. Jeff, really nice pass to the cutter.
Yeah, that was a good play by Clayton there, driving baseline and finding a streaking Petey Judy.
Judy now has 7 points. He's the leading scorer in the game for the Indians. Reese Rogers sat down. He's the game's leading scorer with 12. They just need to play a little bit of defense down here, and they'll finish this thing off. Ball loose on the deck. Now it's kicked back out. Normie keeps it, thinks about the three. Back up top, it goes to Meyer. Meyer drives in, kicks it over to Barhorst. Barhorst to Siegel. He'll let the three ball go. No good. Good box out there, but you got to go get the basketball. It stays in the hands of Larmy. Three up, a long two on the way is good by Jared Meyer, and he's had a heck of a second half, Brian, all 9 of his points.
Yeah, you know, settle for the long two. You'd rather have that foot behind the line. You always got to know where you're at on the floor as a shooter, but they'll take it, I'm sure.
Indians now willing to run some clock. They spread it out here. 1:10 left here. Indians lead it by 6. Travis Sutter fouled right in front of the Indian bench. Going to be his 6th personal foul on Fort Larmy. They're going to get Eli Rosengarten, his 4th personal foul. So he'll probably sit down here, play a little offense defense.
Well, one place when you're trying to hold the ball with up 6 with 1:06 left, you never want to dribble the corner. So we got fortunate to get who dribbled to the corner through to Travis, who was already in the corner. So you know, we were lucky to get out of there with the foul, but we want to make sure we stay out of those corners because obviously you have defenders on both sides plus a defender in front of you at the line. So
when we come back, 1:06 left, Indians on a 6-point lead.
Hastings Auto Sales is now under new ownership, but not with a new face. Carl is working on retiring, and Harold and Kim Feely are the new owners. Harold has over 30 years of automotive experience. 20 of those are at Hastings Auto Sales, so the faces will be the same. The same trusted name, the same high-quality used vehicles, the same professional vehicle repairs, just a new owner, so Carl can finally slow down a little after 40-plus years in the auto repair and sales business. Stop by and check out their selection of used vehicles. And if your current vehicle needs some attention or just an oil change, call for an appointment at 375-4617. Hastings Auto Sales. Nothing's changed but the owners. It's still the same great professional service you've trusted for 40 years.
1:06 left here from the field house. Fort Recovery leads at 36-30. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, and Brian Patch bringing you junior varsity action here. Fort Recovery leads the Fort Laramie Redskins, and we'll have varsity action about 25 minutes after this one's over. So you can stick around after this one's over. We'll probably play just a little bit of music, take a quick break, and we'll be back with a pregame show to kick off the varsity after this one's over. Ball comes inbounds to Travis Sutter. Sutter wraps it up, looking to foul is Fort Laramie, and then they'll go to Ryan Braun. Indians playing keep away. Back it goes, almost tipped away, Cade Wendell. Sutter hangs on to it, and he's trapped in the corner, and going to be a foul, reach-in foul there. Thought maybe Coach O would call timeout, Jeff. Indians getting trapped right in front of the bench.
Yeah, I thought maybe he's going to spend one. I think he's got 3 left here, so that would have been a good chance to use one if you need it.
36-30, Travis Sutter, the 5'9" junior, will go to the free throw line, his first trip there on the night, and he has 4 points. He can make it 6. He can make this an 8-point lead. I want to say insurmountable, but with 53 seconds left, you like your chances. Free throw up, no good.
Rebound
down to Peyton Judy. Kicks it back out to Cade Wendell. Wendell handles it, and he's going to be reached in and fouled. And it's got to be a little tougher with the ball there, Brian. I mean, Cade put that thing out there. It could have easily been taken away.
Well, something when you're getting trapped, you never want to put the ball above your head and try to split the defenders, and that's what Cade did, and he was fortunate enough to get a foul called on the defenders.
So Wendell, the 5'10" sophomore, will go to the free throw line. Indians not had much luck there in the second half. 0-4. Free throw up and no good, but almost rebounded by Peyton Judy, but here comes Fort Laramie in transition. It goes to Mesher. He drives hard to the hole, throws it a whirling shot up, no good. Indeed, called a foul on the floor. Boy,
well, Army people are going crazy here.
Man, that was a wild shot and a finish that went in, but they called the foul on the ground. So Ryan Braun will pick up his second personal foul, team foul number four. So break for Fort Recovery. They'll play defense under the Laramie basket. 42.2 left. Indians leading it by six. Laramie looking inside. It goes over the corner. Wide open three on the way is good. And maybe been happier with the made two. Rosengarten knocks in the three just out of a set play there, Brian. And again, wide open in the corner was Rosengarten. He knocked it in.
Yeah, we definitely got to locate their best outside shooter. And Coach Byman ran a good play there and got him open, got him a look. So now we got 38 seconds up three. So.
And if you don't make a free throw, you're going to be in trouble. Indians
we missed what, five straight?
Five straight, 2-1-1. 36-33, Fort Recovery leads it. They'll have the ball when we come back.
Happy New Year. 2015, one for the history books for Fort Recovery football. Last chance for state champ apparel. Placing the final order soon. Call or stop in the Purple Post to place your order. 419-375-4668.
Visit the 47-acre campground at Rossburg Acres. There are plenty of permanent and short-term camping sites available with water and electric hookups. Call 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 to make your reservations. If you are planning a party or a get-together, there are two large shelter houses available for rent on Sundays. One of these is sure to meet your needs. Make sure your reservations are in advance by calling 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 or visit RossburgAcres.com.
And welcome back to the last 38.3 seconds. Indians will bring the ball in under their own basket. Comes into Travis Sutter. Sutter will dribble around, looking to try the foul is Fort Laramie, and they do it in the backcourt. And so Sutter will walk back to the other end, Brian, and Indians, they're going to get out of here with a victory, going to have to make a couple free throws.
Yeah, I think you made a comment about being up eight, almost insurmountable. Well, we might be seeing that right here, but that's what happens when you miss five in a row.
Man, we never got it to eight. Like you said, we get it to eight, it might be insurmountable. We got to make a free throw.
Right.
We haven't done that. It was six, and it's... So here's Travis Sutter, the 5'9 junior on the line. Free throw up, no good. Rebound down to Fort Laramie. And here they come with a chance to tie with a made three. Again, they move it around the perimeter. 25 seconds left. Mesher drives in, throws it up and in.
Could have been a foul.
So 21 seconds left.
It
comes
been.
To Cade Wendell. Wendell goes over to Ryan Bryan. Man. Almost turned over. Peyton Judy, he can hang on to it, reach in and foul. And so that's at least, I think, going to be the 10th foul. So... 1 point lead, and that's actually going to be the fifth foul on Noah Siegel. So we'll go to the other end. Now it's going to be a freshman, Jeff. Peyton Judy, he's made one of two in the first half. I think he's got the only made free throw of the night for Fort Recovery.
I think you're right. I can't remember us making another one on the night.
Judy will have two shots. Freshman eyes it, flies it, good.
Good.
So finally get a big one. Trevor Vaughn will check in defensive purposes here. He'll replace Clayton Pearson. I think if I'm coach, I think one of these two coaches is definitely going to call a timeout, make or miss here. 15.4 seconds left. Indians up by two. Peyton Judy, second free throw.
Oh, we just got a lane violation.
Now he didn't step in. Now the one official call.
What we got here? Full timeout. We got the Laramie people going absolutely nuts.
I probably agree with him on this one. Though.
Cade looked like he lost his balance. He's smiling
he's
down here.
Smiling
if he
about
fell
it.
In or not. But bottom line is no call. Indians up three. Timeout Fort Laramie. 15.4 seconds left. We'll take a last timeout and be back after this.
You need some glass cut, keys made, paint custom matched, or your favorite item professionally framed? Of course, you know the place to go. It's the helpful folks at Wangler Ace Hardware, where hardware is only the beginning. We have knowledgeable people who understand that you're trying to get something done. We make it easy to get in, get out, and get back to work. Wangler Hardware in Fort Recovery offers service, selection, and tradition since 1916.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
And welcome back. Final 15.4 seconds. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, Brian Patch. And Brian, you fouling here. Indians only have four team fouls. You've got two to give.
Oh, I definitely foul here a couple, but you want to make sure it's you want to get them in the backcourt.
I'm not sure I wouldn't put somebody's long arms up on the ball here.
Man, he's back playing defense back here, backside.
Wasting time.
So again, now you see Indians will go three-quarter court pressure. And they're looking for the three. They're trying to throw it back out to Meyer. He's had the hot hand the second half. Again, now he's in trouble. This is now maybe where you
struggle
take the foul
to get one
here.
Off.
Rosengard,
no foul.
Two, long three, up at the
no
buzzer.
Good.
No good. Rebound down to Ryan Braun. So Jeff, pretty solid defensive possession there to end it.
Yeah, that was. They did a nice job switching up things and not letting them get any easy looks there. So good win by the JV here.
And again, Indians chose not to foul, but they find a way to get it done. 38-35 is your final score. We say thank you for spending time with us tonight. We'll have varsity action in just a few minutes. But again, we're going to take a little bit of a timeout, play a little bit of Buckeye music for you and Fort Recovery music. And I would say probably in the next 5 to 8 minutes, you'll see a pregame show tonight for your Fort Recovery Indian varsity game.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.